Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
On tonight's Real Housewives of Orange County, Heather is putting everyone in their place. We better watch out over here. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 11, Episode number 17, Puppet Strings and Tamara's Wings, starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the OC After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and I'm joined by a full panel to break down this episode the eve before the finale. Mm. We're here to talk about it. Who's sitting next to me but Christy Olsen?
Hello, everybody, and you guys can always talk to me about Real Housewives and anything else at Christy Reports.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. You can find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I am Blake V. You can find me on all the social medias at Blake V Media.
Nice. Well, we have a lot to talk about today's show, and we're going to be having a dramatic reading from the past later on.
Ooh,
in the show.
Can't wait.
A look back at a moment in time, which is also not making Vicky look very good.
Let's just say that.
Yes. But let's talk about the present day, and we're picking up in the van. We're still in Ireland. And Heather's reminding everyone that Kelly is trash with the big smile on her face.
FYI.
And she's like, you're vulgar, you're trash, blah, blah, blah. And then Shannon says to Vicky, why don't you stop acting like everything is okay? Then she brings Vicky into it, and that just lights the switch. Vicky does nothing except that's what sets off Kelly to then reveal that Vicky has told her personal things about everyone else's lives, and it just went crazy. Let's get into it.
I know, it's like we're all speechless. We were watching it just like...
unravel.
Literally unravel.
Just watching it unravel.
It's a good word, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody had their little piece in the puzzle, and it was just crazy because it was like a domino, like one thing set off the next one, and then it set off the next one.
Yes.
And like, each one had an issue. It was really interesting, and it was also kind of hard to watch, I feel like, in general, but also... specifically Heather. She brought us into this episode, and we're just so not used to seeing her behave this way, speak this way, any of this stuff. So it was sort of like, whoa, if she's getting upset, it must really be something serious.
She got out of her chair and like walked across the van just to be able to put her finger in that one's face. That's a lot. That's a lot. If she really pissed.
I don't blame Kelly for really going there and revealing Shannon's secrets, because Vicky was not there for her. And, you know, I feel like it was bound to happen. Kelly was about to snap, and she did snap. So,
yeah. Vicky's lack of a reaction was what got the biggest reaction out of me. Mm-hmm. Because she was really kind of sitting back and watching her several weeks of, like, planting things and feeding Kelly lines. She was watching it basically play out exactly the way she wanted it to. Kelly ended up doing her dirty work for her. And as much as we've seen Vicky get crazy and get hot under the collar, for her to just sit there in this moment, I just found to be so annoying.
I feel like she kind of felt like she
everyone else is showing out. Let's see it, Vicky. You're the OG. Show them how to do it.
Yeah, right. I feel like she kind of was like, you know, I kind of deserve it in a way, because, you know, she knew that she wasn't doing anything. She didn't want to, you know, burn bridges with anybody. But while I was watching, I was thinking how many times this has happened to Vicky. So it was like, if she's going to be part of the cast, you're going to have to go through it. It was almost watching her in previous seasons. Like, this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah.
Ooh, it's such a weird angle because it's so true. I feel like maybe on a very small level or a big one, she was almost happy to see all of this be happening to someone else. Mm-hmm. Friend or not, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. just for one point in her life, she finally reached where she was not the focus of all the attacks and was sort of like, whew, I did my apology tour. I worked my magic. I did what I did. Mm-hmm. And now it's on someone else. I'm going to sit over here and just enjoy myself over here. Right. Yeah.
Well, Kelly alleges that Vicky told her of all these domestic abuse claims, that David would hit her and attack her. And I don't believe it because I watched Vicky's, I watched Shannon's reaction. And I can't.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before. Because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So, putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger? Not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef. Because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Imagine that being on top of everything else. Maybe there was a little bit of mental, or maybe there was a moment, but I don't think it was like as crazy as they made it out to allegedly believe. What right. do you think?
Yeah, well, there was certainly emotional and mental abuse. I mean, yeah. an affair to that degree of what all happened is certainly abusive on those levels. But yes. Shannon is no stranger to airing any bit of information or any bit of dirty laundry she may have. Mm-hmm. So I fully think that that would have been part of the healing process for her to talk about that stuff. I feel like my impression of her is that there were no line, like there's no line for her. There's no boundary to cross. She's willing to talk about anything that happened and put it all out there. So I agree. I think she was sort of genuinely like shocked by it.
Yeah.
There's something important here, and it's a factor that I can't believe I didn't know about this previously or that none of us had. And it came up with these allegations today online, and this is from a police report. In 2003, April of 2003, David was charged with assault and battery to a cohabitant, which has been determined to be Shannon, after Shannon called the police when an argument spun out of control. David ended up being arrested and pled guilty to willfully and unlawfully using force and violence against his wife. He was released on a $10,000 bond and got 3 years of informal probation and also completed a batterer's treatment program. So if there was never any violence in this relationship, as Shannon did allege on the episode tonight, that police report and his being charged and found guilty would certainly argue with that.
Wow. Okay, that changes everything.
Yeah.
It absolutely does.
Debunked my
it absolutely does. And Star
ass.
Magazine kind of came out with these reports last year. Again, I can't believe we hadn't heard about this, but Shannon said at that time, she said, there was no abuse, no physical anything. We had an argument that was resolved very quickly afterward. I just thought that if I called the police, the fight would end. We've moved on. It's over and done. However, again, that absolutely does not go along with what is in the police report. So just something to, just info to add for everybody. April 2003, a couple years after they
question.
Were married.
Okay, if she claims that they resolved their argument rather quickly afterwards, yet he was charged. She could have dropped charges at any point. To charge somebody is not a minor thing. You have to go forward legally with it and fill out papers and sign things and approve things. Wow. So that's
why most of these cases don't end up going through usually is because the witness refuses to cooperate.
And if she didn't drop the charges, that's very suspicious. Right. And that is really shocking. We didn't know that this whole time.
I know. I almost feel like I need to apologize to our fans for not being in the know on that one.
Yeah. That's okay, girl. You got us. Most of the time.
Don't worry about it.
That was a tricky one. Well, who knows? She might have been trying to hide that.
These are the things that she's telling Vicky, and you know, Vicky's blurting them out. But they're old facts, but they're still there.
They reminded us in this episode that it was Shannon that really confided in Vicky through the tough times. So it's really a lousy thing that that would ever be uttered to Kelly when Kelly and Shannon never were on good terms. So there's no real excuse as to why Vicky would ever have to relinquish that personal information to Kelly about Shannon.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And she apparently also has photos, Vicky does. This is all, none of this is
confirmed. Abuse photos?
But apparently when Shannon and Vicky were close, Shannon did share some photos with Vicky from some incident that reportedly took 2 weeks for Shannon to recover from, that she went on vacation in that time. Again, these are all unsubstantiated reports.
Oh, nice.
And Shannon, sent Vicky these pictures when they were close.
That is crazy news.
I'm sort of like, my mind is blown right now just because it's like so crazy. But if all of this is true, this changes a lot of my opinion on the David Shannon situation, which I got a lot of those opinions on that. But this is like a whole nother layer to this very complex situation. And then also really surprising and kind of disappointing that Vicky would share all this information with Kelly, especially since their friendship has been so new. I mean, she had to have explained this information to Kelly when their friendship was like maybe a month old or something. Yeah. I mean, they hadn't known each other that long.
But keep in mind, nobody was talking to Vicky. So if she was going to try to pin somebody in her corner, I'm sure Vicky would have said whatever to her to just kind of get her to know the cast.
Yeah.
So it's
would
like,
you ever forgive Vicky if you were Shannon at this point, though?
No.
No.
That's a what more, what further extreme would you need to not go there again? You know, that's pretty bad. So
I'm sorry, just I got it.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, I feel like if you are talking about something in confidence with a level of sensitivity, you would expect that, you know, some kind of respect around it. And for Vicky to go do that is terrible, meaning to share the information with anybody else is terrible, assuming Shannon wanted to keep that private. But then another part of me feels like if you really were trying to keep something private, you sort of can't trust anyone. And especially with like proof or evidence. See, if you're just having a hard day and you're like, oh, guys, this, please don't tell anyone, it's between us, but this thing happened, you can always deny that later, right?
Yes. Don't leave a paper trail.
If you're passing out pieces of evidence
or sending
and proof
text messages, don't do that.
No text, no emails, no photographic evidence. Like, you know, so if she's sharing that's like a whole nother level of not being able to come back from that.
Well, this whole thing made Heather Dubrow even more upset, causing her to run up to Vicky and call her a stupid bitch.
Not Heather-like.
She was in rare form, yo.
Who is this?
Okay, so everybody was drinking. Was she must have been drinking, right?
Yeah,
with everybody?
I think she was.
She was just very out of character.
Okay, yes. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, it was 3 a.m. It was the after feeling, after the cocktails hit in.
Because I was just like, how is this happening?
Who is this woman?
And then Tamara gets out of her seat because it's alleged that her husband is cheating on her and that he's gay, which has been a long online rumor.
We've heard that one lots of times. Started by Vicky?
You never know.
She planted that scene too?
So she ran up and screamed in Vicky's face. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was for sure the end. But later in the episode, they were talking on the phone. I was kind of disappointed in Tamara. I thought that was going to be like the moment for her to be like, enough is enough. And that's it.
But disappointed in Tamara. I'm disappointed in the producers for not using this opportunity to replay that footage of Eddie licking the stripper's boob from the spinoff. Remember?
Come on,
guys. It's my favorite Eddie.
Because they've been very on the flashbacks.
Yes.
They've been very on it.
Yeah,
That's so cute.
Megan thinks that Heather is conniving and it just kind of, they have to go separate ways into the airport that they can't be seen together. How terrible though to have to fly, because you know that that's all pre-booked ahead of time. So you're going to be seated next to each other or near each other. You're not going to be on the other side of the plane or on a different level. So that's a long time to fly back.
Yeah.
I point this out in almost all of them. Like last season in Beverly Hills when they were coming back from Dubai, there was a lot of awkward tension there too. And you're literally flying for like, 17 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a long time to be in the same breathing space as someone that you are in a huge fight with, a fresh wound that you hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
all of this, yes.
Yes.
Did we feel bad for Kelly? I want to know, like, what your guys' take on this whole situation.
I very easily could have if she hadn't have gone there with the Shannon and David stuff.
But you don't think because she was trapped and she felt alone, right. She was trying to retaliate against Vicky because there's my buddy.
Was she pushed to a level? Okay.
To a degree.
I give it to her, yeah. You know, yeah, because it was more to hurt Vicky than Shannon. That would make more sense.
Because she's done this repeatedly. Yeah.
Don't forget, at this point, it's been hours because she was also pushed into trying to drink. So they were trying to get that going. She knew the women were like trying to like play her.
That's true.
So then you add alcohol, you add all this time, travel, and then people are saying things. You can hear them. You can hear Heather calling you trash from the back of the bus. So, yeah, I mean, like, she's provoked.
Yeah, okay.
And these ladies were relentless.
They were.
Yeah.
You know, like, they could have just... From the footage we saw, Kelly really was just sitting there being silent. She was looking forward, not saying much. She was kind of in her own little zone. And the ladies kept coming after her. So... let's say all of them had sat there and said nothing and everyone just sat in silence. That was an option too, but no one did, you know? And they all were coming after her really hard. Right. So.
I kind of feel like Shannon kind of got what she deserved a little bit because she was pushing Kelly to drink so much. And in turn, she's leaking out all this information about Shannon.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, that's what happens when you drink too much.
And, you know, and I feel like... personally, I would never go there, like what Kelly did, sharing the information. I would never go there because it's, like, not my information to share. But the reason she did it was because of Vicky. She was trying to pull Vicky down with her.
Right.
And I get that. Because the whole entire trip, Vicky had done nothing in the way of helping Kelly at all.
Yeah.
So she was kind of like, excuse me, friend. Like,
I get it.
You said this. Like, you know, if they're going to be coming down on me, like, you need to get a piece of this too because you're the one that actually shared this information and messed it up originally.
Right. And our chat role agrees. Sarah said so.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, people have known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail-style flavors. Pineapple Daiquiri, Strawberry Margarita, Mango Mai Tai, and Passion Fruit Hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Messed up that Vicky didn't defend Kelly since she's been in her position in the past.
Yes.
And Anne-Marie said Vicky was totally out of order. You're right, girls.
Yeah. Well, back in the OC, Vicky having a conversation with her daughter, funny enough, wearing a peace and love shirt. Really, like, this is like, after all that, she's like, I just want peace. I just want peace.
It said, just kidding on the back.
Oh,
didn't see that part.
And it's funny because...
small print.
Yeah.
It's funny because the only human resident on the show, Brianna, was like not surprised at all by her mother's behavior on the bus.
She's been doing this for a while.
She gets like that. Yeah, she gets like that. I'm like, oh, okay.
I know. And then I liked it when they were chatting and she had to break it down for Vicky, like, well, but when you hurt someone else's feelings, they're going to be upset with you. Like... I think you should know this.
Well, then Michael,
your daughter has to bring it down.
Once every season.
Michael and Kelly had a scene. And Michael seems to have his head screwed on straight for these scenes. It's interesting. But Heather, she's now saying that Heather is the puppet and everyone else is the master. And we cannot understand what this means.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the classic switcheroo.
And everyone else is the master. Yeah.
And she had to say it like at least three times throughout the episode to get it right.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I feel like Michael probably told her later, like, that wasn't it. You know?
She's like, damn it.
You know, that's like an annoying part when she watches it back. She's like, oh, Kelly,
I know.
You know
what? Couldn't they have, like, Frank invited me to say it correctly? Right?
I know.
This episode, because we are on the eve of the finale, I feel like Kelly has redeemed herself. I feel like she's finding footing in the cast now because she got to talk to Vicky, and I feel like they're going to bring her back. I feel like she has a storyline that people are going to want to see the next...
The continuation of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And isn't it interesting? She had such a terrible time with the ladies, but
She
made it, and it rekindled her marriage.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Things are fine now. So, there you go. Go on a trip with people, and then that shows you your true...
Yeah. So
your true self.
Michael recommended that she go and have individual plans for each of the ladies. And he's have four, you know, for each moment.
Yeah, he was wise.
Yeah. And then Kelly, there's a lot of like two and two. These are going to talk. These two are going to have a phone call. These two are going to go to dinner. These two are going to Taco Tuesday. So Megan and Kelly went to go get tacos, and it seems that everything was fine with them. And what do I have here? That she tells, Megan recommends to Kelly that she should start the apology tour with Tamara. So what do we make of this scene?
I think that's a smart choice. I think Tamara is somebody that you need to apologize, clear the air with. She clearly runs the show as well as Vicky. So if there's somebody to apologize, I would have apologized to Tamara first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a smart decision.
I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. So we're being kind of hard on Vicky right now, saying, you know, she should have helped her out, should have stood up for her, what have you. But I feel like it's easy to forget at this point that Kelly was first brought in by Megan. Mm-hmm. So where, you know, where was Megan in all of this back and forth? And, you know, where was her defense of Kelly? Well, in her testimonial, she kind of said, or her confessional, she kind of said, I would like to stand up for Kelly, but I don't really know what happened. I wasn't there in a lot of the moments where it all went down. So, like, I guess you can, I mean, maybe that is the case. But here, Kelly was just so ready to go with Megan. It seemed like she didn't have any issue with Megan at all.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of made me think, well, she was the original friend, Megan. Mm-hmm. So would you, as an original friend, try to help anymore? Even if you didn't know what happened, would you really try to stand up for your friend's character and be like, well, I didn't see this specific event, but she's really cool and good, and so I'm gonna try to like help it out?
I think she waited till she got back to Orange County to give her that, you know, advice to talk to Tamara, because she's way too neutral, Megan, on this season. She's just been really neutral, kind of like under the radar, and we're sad to see her go, but I feel like she was just too neutral. There wasn't really a stance.
Yeah, I think she knew there was nothing she could say because she'd been absent from so much of the drama throughout the trip, not just tonight, but throughout most of it.
Yeah.
So, and then no one really seemed to be holding her accountable for any of that either. Like, well, Megan, what do you have to say? Why don't you say anything? Why don't you stick up for
it? She just was gliding right through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, then Kelly met with Vicky, and Vicky told her that she did not promote Kelly drinking at all on the trip. Which is another blatant lie, and the flashbacks are there to prove it. I mean,
thank God for those.
I know. I know. Vicky, I will say though, Vicky is very convincing. And she's trying to tell you something. If we didn't have some of these flashbacks, I'd probably, you know, just buy into them.
Yeah.
But
oh,
she
yeah.
believes
Remember
what she's selling.
Trying to stop her.
She believes what
she's
selling.
She's good on the one-on-one tour.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Don't say that in a group. They're going to call you out on it.
Yes. Well, Kelly says that, again, Heather was the puppet master and that Vicky abandoned her. Kelly says no one defended her, and Vicky just, she didn't, I don't know what that means. Vicky didn't want to be excluded. Yeah, Vicky didn't want to be excluded from the group, so kind of what you were saying earlier, Blake, like, and we've said in the past, like, she wants to, you know, keep this relationship going with the other ladies, so she's going to throw Kelly, the new friend, away. Mm-hmm. And then Vicky does admit in hindsight that she should have stood
up for
her.
Right, yeah. She kind of explained this to Kelly, did she not? Yeah. She kind of said, well, I got my place back, so you were on your own, Kelly. Sorry.
For like five minutes, though. Yes.
But I think Vicky's in a good space now, because now that she has the other women kind of okay with her, she still gets to keep Kelly, because Kelly's not going to throw away Vicky, you know?
Yeah.
What are you going to... You get rid of Vicky, and then you're alone.
And then what?
Yeah.
Right.
There's nothing there, so...
Well, and it's funny, because the footage we saw of Vicky with Brianna sort of made Vicky look a little... delusional about the situation, because she was like, I don't know, not giving as much weight to the drama that happened at the end of it. She was sort of like, the whole entire trip was great, but it was like, but then at the end everyone turned against you, so are you coming away from this positive, because things are a little
she did the same thing. She did the same thing with Tamara on the phone call. She's like, Ireland was a lot of fun, and I'm like, who
was it really?
This is the Donald Trump like school of making people think what you want. The Apprentice is the number one show on television. Remember, he always used to say that. It was never even close. He was like, the trip was great. The trip was great. The trip was great. No, the trip was not great. So true.
Yes.
And then, like, she's going to get with all the ladies now that are trying to call her out. And she's like, but it was great. I thought it was great. What are you talking about?
And then they wanted. Then she, Tamara's like, oh, well, the competition's coming up. Because he's like, I'm coming. Well, you know, the other bitches are going to be there. Yeah. So they're all getting ready for this. Then Tamra and Kelly have to get together. This is a kind of a good one-on-one. I'm going through quick because we got stuff to do here, but I want to cover this because this was, you know, this again, per Michael's advice, like, and Megan's, go speak to these ladies individually, start with Tamra. Mm-hmm. And Kelly says, 100% I was wrong. And she says she didn't have any bad intent. We've kind of heard it all before from her. Mm-hmm. More of the usual. And
several times.
Yes. Tamra is earning her wings, I guess, and trying to see past it. And she apologizes for pushing Kelly outside a Louis Vuitton store. Tamra says that Kelly should apologize to everyone, and that Kelly won't. Kelly says that she felt so set up, and we know where she is, but at least she like vocalized everything at this point. And Tamra was very welcoming, I think, to this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. And I think that she genuinely likes Kelly. I see their relationship growing if the season were to continue on. I feel like she didn't want to throw away that relationship either. So I'm mm-hmm. definitely seeing the three of them being the new pack. Mm-hmm. You know, like Tamra, Kelly, and Vicky. I feel like that could be a
good place to be.
And I can kind of see it, too. I mean, I think that Kelly has a lot of potential. Mm-hmm, she seems, on certain occasions, that she can be really fun and, you know, kind of cool and everything. But then this has all just gone, like, way to the left.
Yeah.
Just real hard. Yeah. And so...
Well, Kelly says, I will not be cordial to Heather Dubrow. So...
Michael Horn in the chat said, I think it'll be the Brandy Glanville effect. Crazier and crazier just to keep her job. He's talking about Kelly, I believe.
Oh, yeah. You know, a lot of people in the comments have pointed that out. There's a correlation between the two. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the competition.
Yeah.
So everyone's there. Heather makes an entrance. And she says hello to everyone. I think I would probably do the same.
I would too.
But you know, you kind of with the other one, Kelly, you kind of just look once, like hi, you know, and then you don't really just
the wave from a distance.
Yeah,
hello, hello down there.
One quick, just to acknowledge, like that way they can't say you didn't look at me, you didn't give me eye contact. Just quick, and like, all right, I'm over here.
Just hit all your marks.
Let's take a picture. Yeah. So I mean, what do we want to say about the competition? I think we all were surprised. First round, Tamra looked good, and then the second round, we all commented on her hot ass.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks phenomenal.
Her ass is fantastic. What's the tagline in the beginning of the show? She says...
Oh, yeah. Something tough and my ass ain't bad either.
Yeah. So true. So true. This was like that tagline exemplified.
Yeah.
Right. And just the whole styling of everything, the way... I mean, she rocked it. You could tell that she felt like she looked good, and that is the number one thing when you are standing in heels and a bikini in front of that many people.
Yeah. She had fun.
You gotta believe it.
She had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, it really was impressive. This stuff is not easy. This mm-hmm. fitness competition world.
Tell
is
me about
like,
it. I mean, look.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
And she didn't just get this tosser. This wasn't a Dance Mom style. Everyone come to this competition so they can win first place for reality TV. Okay. She definitely stood out amongst all the ladies who all looked fantastic.
They all did.
And I thought when it came down to her and that girl had that look on her face like, if I lose this to reality TV, I'm going to tell everybody it's because it was for the show. But Tamra looked the best out of everybody. She earned that spot. And man,
I
hope that
loved
everyone
it.
Out there is inspired by it. I'm looking at her
I'm so
ready to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Eddie was so proud of her. It was a nice moment. Yeah, it was good. All the ladies wanted to take a picture.
And really, and just quick side note, really shows the difference of what a supportive partner can do in your life.
Amen.
Because she was a hot mess with Simon, and it was crazy fights and just all kinds of drama and things. And now she's with this guy, Eddie, who's just like, just supportive of whatever she wants to do.
Yeah.
And she is succeeding in life. She's just excelling, and it's great. So
hashtag relationship goals.
Relationship.
And,
yeah.
Everyone wanted to take pictures at the end of this, and it was like if you have like a divorced couple in your family or something like that, and it was like, we're gonna take a picture, you're gonna be on that side, we're gonna be on there, and then I'm gonna go find something to do over here while you take a picture with her. It was very weird. Yeah, Shannon would not be she announced, I will not be taking pictures with Vicky or Kelly Dodd. So she was out, of course.
Goodbye, Shannon.
Yeah. Adios. Didn't bother Heather. Heather was all up in there doing what she wanted to do. That's good. What you do.
Because, right, like, it's just a picture, guys.
Yes.
Just take the picture.
Yes. Yeah. Well, any further thoughts before we get it, before we move on? We're going to move on to the dramatic reading.
Oh, yes. Let's get dramatic.
So this is
from a good reading.
We're getting ready here at AfterBuzz TV for the reunion. It taped last Thursday. So now we're going to have that coming up. The finale is next week, as you know. Into the reunion. So there's a lot coming up. So let's take a look back where Vicky, and it was in the news, Christy filled us in, that Vicky is now recruiting to get Gretchen to come back to the show. But things weren't always very good. And let's take a look back and see where their relationship went sour in this moment in time for Real Housewives of OC.
It was so bad before.
All right. Yeah, so who's starting with Blake?
Okay, so I will be playing the role of Andy.
I am going to be Vicky, the OG of the OC.
And I've got my whiny voice on because I'm Gretchen.
All time. She is progressively more whiny. And I'm Tamara.
Just
without the body.
All right.
All right. Let's begin.
You don't hate me, but you text Tamara that I'm a C word.
Actually, I hate that word. I've never used that word in my life.
Seriously, you guys, we all get in these stupid little fights.
I've never used that word.
She did.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Yes.
You probably made me say it.
I saw the text.
I hate that word.
I saw the text.
We all do.
My God, I hate that word.
The point is that you say you didn't do it, but then you did.
Well, then if I did do it, then I don't remember because it is an ugly, icky, icky word.
It's because it was under the influence of me, evidentially.
I hate that word. I don't use that word.
So you're saying you have nothing but love for her, yet you're sending this vile text to Tamara?
We are not dear friends. I want the best for her. We're not friends. I'm a grandmother, I'm a businesswoman, and I know you're a businesswoman, and you're building an empire. Good for you. I want you to be successful. But guess what? I've been there, done that. Let's compare.
You know, she has nothing but love for you, but she refers to you as a businesswoman in quotes. How do you feel about that?
She's always demeaning. She's always tearing me down. It's like she does these backhanded compliments that she thinks is a compliment.
Listen, I just said to you, I want everyone successful. I'm a single woman. You are...
Really? Tamara, you are the first one to say she doesn't want everyone successful.
Just own it.
I own it. I don't care about her. I don't think about her.
Then don't say you wish her success because you don't give a shit about her.
It doesn't affect my life.
Be honest.
You don't have love for me. You don't respect me.
Actually, I do have love for you. And actually, every season I go in saying, I'm going to love Vicky.
Me too. And guess what? You don't. It's okay. It's okay if you don't like me. I don't care.
You come at me, you say all these things that I'm like, wait, why is she accusing me of these things when she's doing these things?
Because you don't own the truth. That's the end of the day, you don't own the truth.
Vicky, I own the truth about the fact that I made a mistake making fun of your plastic surgery.
I look like crap.
I own things. When I do something I feel like I did wrong.
Did you ever call me and say you're sorry? No.
I actually text you I was sorry, so you can't say that I didn't.
All over some plastic
surgery.
That was
surgery. So much fun.
Yes!
All over some plastic surgery. But they forget all this. They forget about Radio Slade and Miss Piggy and all that.
Charlie in Charge brought up Gretchen's fake tears.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
That was when she was in like the powder blue with the necktie.
Yes. That was her last one, I think.
Yeah, she's trying to recruit Gretchen on the show. Who do you think would be out at this point? Because I'm reading a lot of comments and a lot of tweets that you guys send, and nobody's really feeling Shannon anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Heather, actually, both
Shannon
of them
plays an integral part on the show. I really do.
And Andy Cohen has said that he does too.
Yeah. I mean, love her or hate her, I think that she is so authentic, and she's got these solid relationships with these women that are legit. I think she has a place on there for as long as she wants.
And she's friends with Bravo celebrities, and she brings the drama.
Yep.
She brings a lot of it.
She plays the game. Like the other one, you know, like that Lydia, you know, she wasn't going to let people too far into her life, so she's gone. Yeah. You know, yeah. So it's like, you know, the people who are really there to open up like that. I mean, even look at like New York, like Jules, like she, there's not much to show with her, but I mean, like, she's tapped out, but Shannon just keeps having all of these layers to her. You know, there's a lot to explore in a character like
that. What about Heather? Mm-hmm. What do we think about it? Although we love Heather, I read comments and I mean, there's no storyline there anymore.
Well, I will say, if she keeps dropping these little nuggets like she did on the trip and stirring it up and saying that those kind of things, it's pretty entertaining. So shocking, but entertaining. You know?
If they keep Kelly around, then they'll have to keep Heather around to see what goes down between the two of them.
And that's the thing, is nobody pushes Heather's buttons like Kelly.
That's true. Yeah.
So, in a way, if they keep Kelly, that's going to really rile Heather up, and that's going to be interesting to see how that goes. Mm-hmm. But on another note, I would love to know from Heather. I don't know if she's addressed this. I think she was actually a guest on Watch What Happens Live last week, maybe, or something. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe this was covered. But I would really love to know what it is specifically about Kelly that just sets her off so bad. Because it's so bad. She just can't handle it and gets so upset. We've all never seen her get so upset.
Yes. She's so over it.
Well, let's take a look at some news and gossip.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Well, a few of you tweeted me about the story last week, and now we kind of had to rush through it, and that was about Vicky and Megan Edmonds and Vicky's cyberstalker. So the details there are that the guy who eventually convinced everyone that Vicky's cancer was a scam, cancer charity was a scam, and eventually led to that site being shut down, he posted some things from a different Twitter account, a veiled Twitter account, thanking and tagging Megan Edmonds and saying hashtag justice. So he implied that Megan helped him sort of bring Vicky down, and that's where that story came from. So just to clear it up, and thank you, I love you that you guys all tweeted me and wanted to know the deets. So here are the deets on the upcoming reunion. Heather spilled some secrets. It went down last Thursday. She posted a photo of her look on Instagram. She had this really great hot pink dress on and a sleek lob, and she captioned that by saying, interesting to see who could own our stuff, apologize and make amends, and who thinks they are right and unaccountable for poor judgment and behavior. Vicky also posted a photo from the set, and she was with Brianna, so it looks like we will be seeing Brianna on this reunion. And Vicky was thanking those who love and believe in her and warning others that they will be blocked. Meanwhile, Shannon and Tamara were hanging out in New York City this last week, and they were at Standard Grill Sunday Night Bingo, where Shannon sang Def Leppard's Pour Some Sugar on Me karaoke. There are videos on Instagram, and you do not want to miss that. Meanwhile, what's going on with Heather and Terry Dubrow? They have a brand new podcast, Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig, with Heather and Terry Dubrow.
Still keeping that
this
going.
This, of course, helps them pimp out their skincare line and the book. It'll be about beauty, plastic surgery, exercise, and style, and you guys can get it Wednesdays on Podcast One. She will continue doing her show as well. And Megan had not one but two baby showers this last weekend, one in Costa Mesa with her in-laws on Saturday. Jim joined via FaceTime. He was not there in person. And another on Sunday in Newport Beach, where Lizzie Rovesek, former Real Housewife Heather McDonald, were there. And Megan said it was great, but she wishes that she could get out of bed for more than 3 hours at a time. She apparently is not feeling well. And just a little update, I know there were a lot of reports that she has been cut from the cast or that she is leaving. All that her rep will say is she's going to St. Louis to have her baby in December, and that's all that I can confirm. So my most educated guess is that she's been told quietly, hey, BTW, we don't want you back, and they're giving her that chance to act like she left the show. So we shall see. Either way, I'm guessing she's out of there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We didn't really get to see the Megan that we did in the first.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Season, you know, I kind of missed seeing her because she did add a lot to the show, so I do commend her for that first season.
I feel like she pulled her weight, and I'm ready to fill that space with the new housewife.
And maybe we could get back a cast of like 7 or 8. I like it when there's tons of ladies.
OC has always been lean. I always felt like they need to, if they have one more, you know? Yeah, I agree with
Beef it up.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I like the big casts. I prefer them.
New York, they've added so many people, like...
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I feel like no one watches it in the States, but The Real Housewives of Cheshire has, like, I think 9 ladies. Oh, wow. It's like a lineup. When you go and watch the opening, I mean, it's like, damn, there are a lot of women on this show, but I enjoy it nonetheless. Yeah, we can always use some more crazy on the show for sure. So
always.
Yeah, so let's predict, because we got the finale coming up, and Shannon's got her another party.
Ooh. Well, I said this before, and I'll say it again. If I got the invitation to Shannon's party, I might be out of town that weekend. She cannot have a good party. It is like everyone.
It's
is
a curse.
Just, yeah. And so now, of course, she's said she won't talk to the people, but she invited the people. So
yeah, to her own house.
To her own house. So I don't know.
She's
probably
like, it's temporary. They can come and bring bad energy into this one for now.
Yeah, well, I guess.
I will say.
I'll be leaving soon.
I will say on New Jersey, though, Jacqueline kept putting off shooting the finale, and allegedly Bravo lawyer had to step in and say, look, this isn't your contract. You're required to shoot together. So I think that Shannon knows that this is part of the show. She has to have this finale party since it already was planned at our house. She's going to have to invite these ladies over. So
plus, this gives her the opportunity to kick people out.
That's true. She loves that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Even I like to do that. Yeah. I think that's a lot of fun.
I think it's going to get most explosive between Tamara and Vicky at this reunion. They're the ones with the most history, and I
10 years.
I think it's going to get extra sassy.
She's already giving a game plan of how they're going to bombard her. They're like, let's invite her so they can go and do this to her. So we'll see.
Totally. Yeah. I'm kind of tired of seeing Vicky painted so poorly on this show, but she's kind of doing it to herself, unfortunately.
We get a different Vicky every season, don't we? Right?
Yeah.
We do.
Sometimes the new face. Sometimes it's a complete new Vicky. You know what I mean?
We saw those flashbacks to last season.
It's hard.
And it was like, whoa, it's like she wasn't even the same person.
So. I know.
I will always be a fan of Vicky, but yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard out there to be a Vicky fan this season, last season. So,
yeah.
I know.
He's holding on.
I am. Yeah. I love her.
She's given us
God.
Such extreme ups and downs. It's like a little crazy to deal with, but yeah. I mean, I think deep down we all like her. I really like Vicky. Yeah, we all love her, but she makes it tough for us. That's for sure. Yes. She makes us work for it.
Right. But it wouldn't be the OC without her.
No.
Could you imagine without Vicky?
Not at all.
A friend of mine saying, oh, it's time for Vicky and Tamara to go. I'm like, no.
No. Not in a million years.
Ain't no one agreeing with you. Maybe some people do in the comments below. I don't know, but both of them? I mean, you might as well just cancel the show.
Right?
Yeah, they are the show.
Yeah, I mean, if you got rid of those two, who are you really left with? I mean, it's going to be the Shannon Hour. You know? Oh, God. And Blake will be no longer here. After my TV rehearsals.
Maybe half an hour.
Yes. I know. Well, it's all very interesting. You guys can keep up with us. Keep the conversation going. We want to know what your thoughts are on the finale and what are you hearing, though, air to the ground about this reunion? I really want to know what's going to happen, because usually there's always like a rumor from the set, you know?
Yeah.
They're supposedly filming this Thursday.
Last Thursday.
So we'll see.
I know you're right. There's normally some talk or something above. Yeah.
Well, one thing I do want to point out real quick is that Tamara posted, did you see this Instagram post she had? It was all the ladies except Kelly at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And it was like they were cheersing and all that. And I was trying to figure out if this was before or after, if this was like an old shot or whatever. But it was posted on Thursday, the day of the actual taping of the reunion.
Oh, you think it was maybe post-reunion?
Mm-hmm. Where the hell is it? It's on here somewhere, but yeah.
So Heather was wearing a pink dress. Vicky was wearing a white dress, I believe.
And it was everybody but Kelly?
Yeah, no Kelly. And she was like, I'm trying to find it, but my internet is failing me. But here it is. So she says... it's happening. # reunion. Cheers to my girls. My favorite emoji, the champagne emoji. She says, it's been an exhausting season, but at the end of the day, these are our lives. Good, bad, and ugly. #originals. #RHOC. #TBT.
This is not all their looks and stuff. I'm really thinking this is not from the reunion, from post reunion.
Okay.
I'm pretty
it's
sure.
a true TBT.
Heather's hair is a whole different thing.
It's a true TBT. Yeah. But it's just weird to see them all like hanging out together. Like,
and the sentiment is interesting, because if she posted it right after filming and everyone's there except for Kelly, it's like she's really trying to give that extra
TBT a day later.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Are we thinking a three-part reunion or a two-part for
three-part three? Reunion they and then a three. Secret.
Yeah. They earned a three, yes.
I think it's going to be good for all three parts.
This has been the season that keeps on giving.
Yeah, I know. So much has gone down.
There has to be three-part.
Well, if you're curious to see some pictures from the reunion, you can see, as you mentioned, Vicky's Instagram. She had a picture with her daughter on there. And then Tamara has a few pictures from there as well. So if you want to get a sneak preview. But in the meantime, where can we keep up with you all and see what you're up to?
Yes, I've been Blake V. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Blake V Media.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina. Find me at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Hey, guys, I'd love it if you would reach out to me at Christy Reports. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. What do you think about these crazy news headlines? Also, please tune in Wednesday night. We will be back to 9 p.m. Pacific time for the Total Bellas after show, because I know you love that, too.
Nice. Thank you for hanging out with us. You guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants and on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. That'll do it for us, for the OC ladies. We'll be back next week with the big finale. Don't miss it.
Yes.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.